Welcome back, everybody. It's time once again for another episode of SLMA Radio. Brought in behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. That has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing. It probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. Today, as always, we're privileged to have with us the original founder, the man behind the movement, Jim Obermeyer. Hey, Jim.
Hello, Paul. This is Jim Obermeyer, your host today on SLMA Radio, and is our engineer, Paul Robert. Thank you, Falk, for getting our program up and running today.
Good to have you here. Who would you bring with us?
We've got a special guest. He's been a guest on the program in the past, Validar CEO Victor Kepes. And Victor is going to talk about how to measure event performance. Now, events, trade shows, corporate showcases, and user events have grown dramatically in the last 5 years, and yet... The need to measure event performance beyond the ego boost of having the event is often evasive. C-suite wants to measure the ROI for events that are into the mid-high six figures and beyond, and yet many people in marketing can't really do it. Victor has promised today he's going to solve that problem. Now, Victor is the CEO of Validar, B2B lead management company that specializes in events. Validar's proposition is based on Victor's experience as a receiver of leads. He's been in the sales role for over 20 years. He's a consummate sales manager and CEO, both as a direct contributor and as a leader of a large enterprise sales team. Victor, welcome today. And how can people measure event performance?
Thanks for inviting me. I always enjoy having this conversation with you, Jim, and I appreciate and love this topic. I think about it every day of the week, even on Saturdays and Sundays. I don't know if I can solve the problem. I do know that it's a challenge for pretty much every company out there measuring performance. And really, the way that I focus on this is start with your event intent. Why are you doing the event? If the intent is to generate demand, then your goal should be to measure your performance against that intent. In other words, I am producing an event. I'm going to have these 20 presentations or breakout sessions. Those 20 presentations or breakout sessions are unique in and of itself, and they're all intended to incent, excite, and get my attendees interested in learning more or buying or accelerating the buying cycle. If you're producing an event with the sole purpose of generating demand, you need to measure your performance against that. Who listened to that presentation? Of those that listened to that presentation, who in the room is interested in learning more and wants to speak to a sales rep? You really need to start focusing on measuring your performance against those goals. And if you do that and make that data actionable, then you've probably accomplished something that majority of the companies out there are struggling with today.
Now, when you're talking about an event in this case might be a private event that the company is having for customers and prospects. They invite them in. They're at a hotel, but they probably have a small display of their products. And yet they've got these rooms where there are speakers and you're able to register people. You're able to tell who goes to each one of those breakout sessions, and then you're able to ask questions of the people in those breakout sessions to find out their interest. And so you're not only talking about numbers of attendees, but you're also talking about an interest level. That's for private events, correct? Is that kind of like the big Salesforce event every year where they've got thousands of people coming in?
Yeah, I mean, to us, Validar, it doesn't matter what kind of event we're talking about. You could be exhibiting at a trade show and renting space and putting up a booth, or you could be producing a large users conference with 10,000 or 20,000 attendees, or buying a steak dinner for 20 key accounts at a Ruth Chris Steakhouse. Most cases, you're a corporation, each of those have a similar intent. I'm doing this to get people excited about everything we're doing so they buy stuff. So we're a great fit for those types of events. And what we do is track attendee behavior. If you're going to produce an event at a Ruth Chris Steakhouse, if 100 people say they're going to come, the first question you'll have in your mind is, who showed up? The next question you'll have in your mind is, did they stay for the presentation? And the third one is, what did they think of the content, and are they interested in learning more? So we try to simplify a very complex problem and segment the audiences, any of those examples, in a manner such that we can tell you who was there, we can tell you what they saw, and we can tell you of those that saw that, who's interested in learning more.
You may know the people that have registered to attend the show. event. But you don't always know who comes in your booth unless they go ahead and ask for information at the booth themselves. But so many event managers, after the show, somebody says, well, how was the show? Oh, they had 10,000 visitors. They had 10,000 people at the show. And we got 150 leads. And we were really busy, and it was really nice. You take a little different approach to that. You don't like manage the leads, but you try to give people a little information about who attended,
right,
the profiles, and whether they're interested.
For a trade show, we have a great offering that is essentially a lead retrieval solution that you can use in your booth. And there's different shapes, sizes, and flavors of how we can enable exhibitors at large events, especially those that go big, to capture and segment their leads. And that's essentially what we do, is we can enable, from a lead retrieval perspective, we can enable you to categorize the value of your leads. Who stopped by because you're giving away popcorn or a squishy ball? And of those that walked away with popcorn or a squishy ball, who of those are interested in learning more and have a genuine need? So our lead retrieval solution enables exhibitors to segment their leads based upon value. And as you know, Jim, any B2B event, when you exhibit, if you walk away with 500 leads, you'll be lucky if 10% of those have a genuine need right away. There's a large percentage that may be in a different segment of the buying cycle. They may be influencers. And there's even a larger percentage that were just there because you're giving away incentive, squishy ball, drawing, painting, whatever, right? So it's good for you to know, out of all those folks that visited your booth, where they fall within those segments. If you go large, and if you're at a trade show and you have a theater in your booth, you're speaking at a session, you have a dinner party, and you're capturing leads as well, we can give you the ability to track what we call content consumption. Who visited your booth and saw a product demo? Who listened to a theater presentation? Who went to the breakout session? Did someone do all three of those? And what did they think of each of those? So we can enable you to track what I call content consumption and impressions of that content, and more importantly, are they interested in learning more? Every time we capture data on behalf of an attendee or a lead, we allow that attendee to opt in to learn more or to opt out to not be called based upon where they are in the buying cycle. The opt-in and the opt-out is very, very important with regards to the Validar technology, and it's important to our clients because it allows them to make sure they're focusing their follow-up in the right areas, and that they're treating their attendees the way their attendees want to be treated. No one wants to be called five times if all they did is stop by for popcorn.
Lead management trade shows has certainly dramatically improved. Now, what happens if somebody's at the trade show and they ask for literature? Does it take a couple of weeks, a week, week and a half to get the literature out? Now, we're not just talking about literature, printed literature. That doesn't happen as much anymore,
yeah.
But
yeah,
literature through their emails and PDFs, et cetera, et cetera. How do you handle that for clients?
What we have spent a lot of time, money, and effort investing in is integration within marketing stacks, right? Salesforce in particular. You'll know every event, 80% of the sponsors there are probably using Salesforce as their CRM system. I don't foresee that changing any time. What we've done is we've built technology that'll take data we capture at an event and automatically import that data into that marketing stack. And then we work with the companies to prepare their marketing stack for immediate treatment, whether it be within Eloqua, Marketo, HubSpot, or Salesforce, what have you. So we're all about taking and scoring leads or segmenting audiences and attendees based upon content consumption and automating the process of putting that into the marketing stack for treatment. I would leave it upon the marketing stack to make sure that literature is being sent out to the right person and appropriate means.
If it goes directly into the marketing stack and gets judged and valued, the information the person's asked for goes out almost immediately. So it's just 1, 2, 3. It goes directly through the system, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And the one thing that I take great pride in with our company is we can make a marketing automation system way more effective for companies that invest in events, meaning prior to deploying Validar, I may produce an event with 1,000 attendees, and then I'll give Eloqua 1,000 names, and I'll say, hey, Eloqua, tell me of these 1,000, who's interested and who isn't, based upon how they respond to content. That's before Validar. After Validar, we can tell Eloqua, hey, Eloqua, here's 1,000 people that attended the event. These 250 are interested in that product. These 300 are interested in these two products, and we can make the system much, much more effective and accelerate the buying. Their incubation and their follow-up could be a little more effective if they use us versus their standard means. We're big fans of integrating with these systems. We know them well. We like to make them more effective for our clients because I wish I would have had one back in the day.
Yeah, I bet you do. Well, we're going to take a break here to pay some bills, and then when we come back, let's talk a little bit about, is there a size difference in the clients that you have? How small can they be to be effective to use this kind of a technology? And also a little bit about the cost that people might encounter to use this kind of technology. Paul, are we queued up?
Ready to go.
Whether you're producing a seminar series, users conference, lunch and learn, or exhibiting at a trade show, Validar has a solution. From capturing leads at trade shows to managing on-site registration, tracking session attendance, gathering information, and providing sponsors lead retrieval, we have a full suite of solutions for you. Since 2005, Validar has been turning corporate events and trade shows into better business. Call 888-784-2929 or visit us at Validar.com.
And now back to Jim and his guest.
Thank you, Paul. Nice to hear. I think Victor was expecting that commercial for his products. We like to do that as a convenience for our guests. Victor, when we left, we talked about the kinds of events and the technology being used and how a Validar product can enhance the marketing automation systems in place and drive accountability and information into the CRM systems and eventually into the forecast. Now let's talk about private events a little bit. Are private events increasing or decreasing in frequency? Are more companies using private events or less than a few years ago?
I definitely think they are increasing. Our growth has been astronomical in the proprietary event space and less so in the trade show space. It doesn't mean trade shows are a bad investment or a poor investment. I just think you have more control in a proprietary private event. We don't care what size it is. We do events with less than 50 attendees, and we do events in excess of 20,000 attendees.
By the technology applied, as a marketing manager, and I want to have an event with 50 to 100 people, what am I going to need? You give me a roadmap. Let's say the CEO said, Jim, I want you to go ahead and let's have a users conference next year. You go put it on. I want to have as many people there as possible. I want to have it at least 2 days. What can you do for us and how much is it going to cost? Now, what kind of services will an event like that require in order to be successful?
Got it. That's a great question. And from an event producer's perspective, I would start off with the questions that I would want to answer or the data that I would need. And it goes back to what I stated previously. If I'm planning to produce an event with 1,000 attendees, meaning I have a large segment of customers that I want to send to Seattle or to Vegas, and I'm going to get them super excited, one is I'm going to launch out an invitation and get my sales team on board to drive that traffic. So if I can get 1,500 or 2,000 people to register and say they're going to come, the first question is I need to track attendance against that list. Validar will enable you to track attendance of those that are registered, who showed up, and we can even go a step further and explain to you why they showed up by doing surveying at check-in. So that's the first question that we would enable our clients to answer.
You mentioned check-in. You mean when they check in, they get badges?
Correct.
Obviously, you know who comes in, and so you've got the software to create the badges.
Correct, yes. We do on-site registration and on-demand badge printing. In my opinion, obviously I'm biased when I say this, better than anybody in the world. That's a strength of ours. And our badges and our credential that we print is a conduit for our true value, meaning once that badge is printed, we track everything that that badge does and everything that that badge wearer thinks specific to your event.
Very good. So you know what sessions that they've attended, generally because there are a lot of breakout sessions.
Correct.
And then you get opinions back from them. I notice you've got something on your site called Event Hub, mobile feedback. Can you explain that to me?
Yes, that's one of my favorite products. So essentially, I use the term tracking content consumption often. When I produce an event as an event producer, I'm going to spend a large amount of time and effort on the agenda that I put together. And that agenda is going to be rock solid with some amazing content that I want my attendees to watch. And I want them to be excited. I want them to be incented to buy. I want them to be able to get questions answered and educated so they're more comfortable with what they purchase. There's so many goals associated with an event. When you go through that process, one thing that we can help you understand is, of those that have showed up, which one of those sessions or presentations did they watch or did they attend? And based upon that content, what did they think of it? Did they think the speaker was effective? Are they interested in learning more, and do they want to meet with a sales rep? So we use Event Hub as a means to allow the attendee to communicate back to the show producer what they thought of that content. It's an HTML5 application that we can integrate into any mobile app. If it's done right and done well, the speaker should say to the audience, hey, listen, I'm about to drop some serious knowledge on you, and if you're super excited about this, go to your mobile app, click on the survey button, tell me what you think of this presentation, and more importantly, if you want to meet with me after this, go into the survey and you can schedule a meeting there. Event Hub provides you all of that functionality integrated with any mobile app. And if it's deployed right and deployed well, when these sessions are broken up, you could literally be driving meetings at the event, face-to-face meetings between individual session attendees and sales reps or subject matter experts. Event Hub is a large part of our value proposition because it's the tool that attendees use to allow the show producer to know what they thought of each of those individual breakouts.
Event Hub is the core for information. But during the event, if I wanted to find out how many people are attending this event versus that event versus that event, I can get real-time data during the show to know what's going on?
Yes. And, you know, if I am responsible for two of the breakout sessions as an event producer, one of the questions I would want to know is how many folks are in my breakout live right after I'm done scanning. So all that data is made available to whomever's responsible for that particular session. Usually it's a product manager, someone like that. That's one question we can enable customers and companies to have access to. Who's listening to this content and who's in the room by demographic? How many C-level folks are there, director-level folks? How many developers are there? The next thing that we want that person to know is, of those that are in the room, who is interested in extending the conversations? When we do an evaluation, we always incorporate into that eval what we call a call to action question, meaning we allow the attendee to opt in to learn more. Are you interested in learning more about this topic, or do you want to meet with a subject matter expert? It's typically a yes or no question. And if they answer yes to that question, we can do some amazing things like queue up technology to coordinate a meeting automatically, integrate that into Marketo or Eloqua or Salesforce, and tell those systems, you had 100 people in the room, these 25 want to coordinate a meeting right now. We can do a lot of amazing things with that call to action question. So it's all intended to enable the attendees to accelerate and learn based upon the information you're consuming. So it's, in my opinion, a great way to deploy technology at an event.
Well, I wish we had a little bit more time today to talk a little bit more about this, but I can definitely see why the private events are dramatically increasing, because my experience has always shown if I can get customers and prospects together at an event, sales always increase. They increase from the existing customers. Yeah. The people that are prospects close at a much higher rate because they've spent time with customers. And the money is actually better spent than trade shows, and I think that's a great investment to begin with. Victor, we've only got a minute left. How does someone reach you?
I have a new website. It's validar.com, V-A-L-I-D-A-R.com, and you can contact me there on the Get a Quote button or just hello@validar.com, and someone can follow up with you right away to find out how we can help you with your event program. I'm a firm believer that every event producer out there is driving more value than their company recognizes. So it's important to me that they get that value recognized.
They're builders of wealth. Victor, thank you for your time today, for being on. Paul, over to you for our next program on the Funnel Radio channel.